Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Miles Sanders is our number one back. There ain't no question about it.
The only guy who's on Reddick. What's going on?
What's Joe's last name? Wechter?
Yes, Joe Wechter,
yeah,
producer.
Even Joe Wechter's like, hey, this is our first trip to Arizona, and then we're going to make another one.
Hassan, man. And I said to him and Sean Bradley and Kaiser White after the game, like, hey, there ain't nothing like winning in Philly, because they know about that, right? And they know about especially Hassan and Sean playing here at Temple.
Cool.
It ain't nothing like winning in Philly, and I'm glad we got some Philly guys here that we're winning with.
There you go. Nick Sirianni excited and mad. We're back. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. All right, you want to run some phone calls here? Let's go to Kenny in North Carolina. We'll give you the Phillies lineup coming up in a second, too. Kenny, what's up? How are you? Kenny from North Carolina in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. Kenny, what's up, Kenny?
Yes, sir. Hey. Just telling, I got a few points. So first, I just want to say that last night I had a 14-leg parlay on that game, and my safest leg of the parlay was the Chiefs would stay under 32.5. And Patrick Mahomes looked me right in the eye and said, "No way." I'm not going to say what I want to say, but yeah, I hate watching Patrick Mahomes. I'm tired of watching Patrick Mahomes flip the ball like he's playing in his backyard.
He makes it look so buddies. Easy, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm pretty aggravated. With that, but anyways, the Phillies, I think they got to win the game tonight. I feel like they got to capitalize on the Brewers kind of slacking over the weekend there, and I'm a little worried if we don't win tonight, I feel like it might slip, but I don't know. That's my biggest concern. I think we got to win tonight, and then I just want to say thanks to OG Wade for giving me that bye week this week. That was really nice of him. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, how the hell do you only score 60 points in a game, man?
Jalen Hurts doesn't score 50.
Yeah, and I sent him a trade offer, but I don't think he checked his trade. So
no, he's not answering. Yeah, he's not answering any trades.
Yeah.
I tried to get Justin Herbert from him, but, it is what it is. But it was a good bye week, and my team's back on track and coming for Leslie this week in week five, but. One of my last thing was my dad's coming to town this weekend, this upcoming weekend. So I just want to know when you guys, where's the best place for the cheesesteak? Because that's what he cares about the most coming up here. So,
ooh. Oh, the best. See, I'm Jack. Can you give a cheesesteak recommendation? I don't partake. No, because you can go to any place and get a good cheesesteak. You can go to any pizza shop
and
get a cheesesteak.
You're not. Go to whatever the tourist places are, but you can get a good cheesesteak everywhere.
Man.
Nah.
Yeah. Like, I Chickies and Pete's makes a great cheesesteak, right? Like, your local pizza shop makes a great cheesesteak. You can go anywhere.
Right.
But, yeah.
I can't believe you guys don't have a cheesesteak place.
Well, I have a cheesesteak place.
I do too.
In the city. How about Jim's? South Street?
No? They're good. All of them are very good. Just Google it. Use Yelp or something. All right, but thank you.
How about Pat and Gino's?
Oh, yeah. Listen, do all. Go to all. Go get 10 cheesesteaks, and then you could have a Pepsi challenge of your own. Just do whatever you want to do there. Get Angelo in Pottstown. Angelo, go ahead. How are you?
Guys, how you doing? Long time.
What's up, Angelo?
Here.
Hey, buddy.
So, yesterday was a great day. You know why? Obviously, the Eagles won. The Eagles won. The Mets got swept. And Brady got his head handed to him. Wasn't that great?
You're not a Brady fan?
I hate Brady. I lived in New Hampshire for almost 6 years, moved back 2 years ago, couldn't stand it. I was the neighbor that had the Villanova flags and the Eagle flags at the end of my driveway, and they couldn't stand me.
Oh, I kind of feel bad for Brady now.
Mm-hmm.
Marital problems, you know, the wife don't want him back home.
I don't.
Bad
I
plastic surgery.
Yeah. All they talked about was Giselle. I just got back from Brazil, and all they talked about was Tom Brady and Giselle's marriage.
Yeah.
I could care less. There's such elitist up there. It's ridiculous. Oh, I'd love to see him lose.
Yeah, I mean, you're not alone. Thank you. I actually like the Mets being swept because the Mets could sweep the Phillies at any point. So I'm less worried about what the Mets are doing. I'm more worried about the Phillies getting into the playoffs here.
Right.
So Dusty Baker clarified, Jack, earlier or like last week before, he had said that he's playing his regulars. He's
for the integrity of the game.
Right. He's not taking guys out. Where he clarified that today, he said that he'll probably get his regulars out after a couple of at-bats. That sounds like two at-bats and be out by the sixth.
Come on,
day.
Dusty, do the right thing.
Yep.
And don't be mad that we didn't hire you back in 2020.
When we hired Girardi.
Yeah, Donovan Chestnut.
We're sorry.
Yes.
Ike actually wanted Dusty.
I did want Dusty back then.
Yeah, he loved those failing Reds teams that he was a fan of.
I was not a fan of that nonsense, but I was a fan of the old guy. I'm a fan of the old baseball guy.
I'm a fan of Dusty.
Yeah, I wanted Lou Piniella too.
I love Lou Piniella. I wanted Jim Leland.
Larry Brown should have brought back Larry Brown.
Yeah, that was my idea. Yeah, I still want Larry Brown over Doc Rivers.
No, why?
But I think I do a terrific job.
Well, that's the only reason why I want Doc Rivers is because of that.
Would you ask Pop that question?
Larry wouldn't give us the same kind of sound bites. He would just
we'd fall asleep with him.
Yeah, Joel, so great.
He would not be a fan of James Harden.
James, you know, what
doesn't
a
make
kid.
The right pass.
Right. All right, we have the Phillies lineup. I'll give it to you right after we talk about QC Kinetics, because what they're doing for people is amazing, lasting relief from joint pain. And they're doing it without steroid shots, without painkillers or anything like that. It is new pain treatments, and QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this advanced medicine. Non-surgical alternatives, because if you're living with joint pain, whether it's from injury, arthritis, or whatever, just don't do steroids. Like, don't worry about the steroids or the pain meds or surgery. Check out QC Kinetics, because they're using treatments that can restore and repair damaged tissue. Maybe you have bone-on-bone arthritis, and they're telling you, hey, you need a replacement. Before you do that, call QC Kinetics for an alternate way to deal with the pain. Amazing, amazing work, and they've been doing it with a lot of our listeners so far. So if you have a torn meniscus or rotator cuff, whatever it is, call QC Kinetics. You don't have to live with the pain. Call them now. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. All right. The game tonight. Yes, sir.
My bad, Donovan Chestnut. Totally forgot about Jim's burning down on South Street a little while back.
Well, I thought they didn't. They're not.
Hasn't been remodeled yet. I don't think so.
Well, there used to be one up in Northeast Philly too.
So I forgot about that. Thanks to Twitter for reminding me how much of an idiot I am.
No, I mean I thought they reopened. I heard it. I heard you say it. I didn't know if they reopened or not.
It's okay.
All right, lineup tonight: Schwarber, Hoskins, Harper, Real Muto, Bohm, Castellanos, Marsh, Segura, Stott.
Stotty.
Stotty. Noah's on the mound. Whoopty.
Come on, man.
Come on. Now you
didn't
come on,
Nola
man.
Pitch well the last time?
No, he didn't.
I thought he had a good outing.
He gave up four runs in six innings or so.
Damn.
Yep. Philly Stever, Jack? You're the one person in Delaware Valley?
No, I feel great.
Phillies.
Don't let the Phils get in. That's what I'm saying. Don't let the Phils get in. They've had a lot of pressure on them the last couple of weeks here to get in. And once they get in, might see different baseball team.
There you go. I love it.
Yep.
Talk yourself into it, man. I'm with you.
I'm gonna be sitting on my couch at about 11 o'clock weeping.
I will say this. With Zach Wheeler healthy and very effective, he was good again over the weekend, albeit against the Nationals.
Yeah.
That gives you, I mean, a three-game series. If he's starting one of your games, man, listen, do it.
I'm telling you. I won't be watching. I'm not going to lie and tell you I'll be watching every pitch. But I will be checking in. And if it looks like they're going to clinch tonight or one of the other nights, I'm staying for the celebration.
Me too.
I want to see the celebration. I need to see Bryce Harper celebrating.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I want to see the mound celebration. Yes. I want to see the champagne or whatever.
I want to see us over-celebrate.
Yes.
Backing into the playoffs.
Enjoy it before you get swept.
Exactly.
It'll be over before
not
we know it.
Swept.
All right, well.
Could this go five or is it automatically three?
Three. But you got Wheeler and Nola game one and two.
There you go.
You got Ranger in game three. You have Falter coming out of the bullpen. You got Eflin out of the bullpen now. Yes, sir. Roberts hasn't pitched since last Thursday.
Yeah, good. I'm glad he hasn't pitched. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at the Irish Horn in Richboro Sunday for an Eagles watch party and win signed Eagles merchandise and Bud Light swag this Sunday at the Irish Horn in Richboro. Text line. Text line.
Welp, won't make that miss cake again. AJ Brown checking his Twitter mentions after the game.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. AJ, he did his best. He addressed it.
I thought AJ had gone zero dark 32.
Oh, that's right. Well, no. That's what you thought, but if you looked a little deeper, all he said was that he took the app from his phone. He didn't say that he wasn't going off of social media. He said he deleted the app from the phone.
But it implied that
he was going off of Twitter.
Yes.
And if you look deeper, it's like, well, so what? You deleted the app from your phone. Big deal. Like, I mean, some of these athletes are like children or teenagers with these freaking
social media.
Yeah, like if you don't want to go, then don't go on it. You don't have to tell us about it.
Yeah.
And apparently he's not zero dark 30 off of. All right.
Okay.
What's next?
Nick definitely listens to you guys. That was his Mark's imitation.
The only guy who's on Reddick. What's going on?
Mark and Modco.
And at the time, sorry, Nick, I was more angry because of the idiots out there like Jack and Elliot. They were like, Quez Watkins is fine as the second wide receiver.
Why are you lumping me into that for?
Because you are part of the slow build.
Slow build guy. This whole season part of the boring. Wait till they don't end in the Super Bowl. You were back on the slow build train.
You were a part of the slow build. Elliot was telling me Quez Watkins is fine. The wide receivers are fine. How many Eagles fans were fine with the slow build?
Oh, man.
Tyreek Hill, I remember. Tyreek Hill got traded. I was ticked off.
Yep.
And people were like, oh, it's not realistic they could have gotten Tyreek Hill. Why the hell not?
No, here's the – when's the last time a number one wide receiver won the Super Bowl?
No, that was Jack. Yeah, that was Jack. And then they get A.J. Brown. It's the best idea ever.
It was a first-round pick. The name of the last first-round pick receiver to win a Super Bowl.
Right, then it became the first-round pick receiver.
I wanted to use a first-round draft pick on a wide receiver. I was called a fool. And then they trade for A.J. Brown. Oh, what a great idea. Like, oh, my God.
Now I'm awake.
People. All right, what's next?
Chuck sunk the Sixers season, then tried to sink the Phil season. And now this with the Eagles? Take the cards plus the points on Sunday. Tim in Newark.
Yeah, and this is when Chuck and I had – Chuck called me a flip-flopper.
Yep.
He said the Sixers are winning the title. And then he was yelling at me, calling me a flip-flopper, because I was like, the Sixers are losing. What are you talking about? And then the minute they lose, he's firing everybody on the Sixers. He's called me a flip-flopper.
Joel.
Doc Rivers is an ass. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, so now the Eagles are back. And Ike's like, oh, you're back, Chuck, and he freaks out.
Let me tell you, that call was a classic one.
That was a classic call today, boy. It was classic Chuck.
Well, he wanted to kill Jack for those drops in the middle of his rants.
All right, what's next?
Oh, man.
Why am I still on OG Wade's team? Tim Patrick still from his couch.
Yeah, so... O.G. Wade's fantasy football team in the Marks and Reese League, if Jalen Hurts has three touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns, right, then he's got a chance to win. Otherwise, he's got no chance to win.
He may have scored a total of 90 points, including his bench players this week.
Everybody. He wasn't beating anybody. Yeah, because Goddard's on his team, and Devontae's on his team, too.
Yep.
Devontae didn't do anything. Goddard had a good day but didn't score. And Jalen just had the rushing touchdown, and he didn't put up the big passing numbers or whatever. So Wade didn't win. All right, what's next?
Got a cold shiver down my spine watching my quarterback do that in the link yesterday. Felt familiar. Doug in Jacksonville.
That could go either way.
It was ripping Carson?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, first, I didn't even catch that until I had to think about it again, because first I thought he was talking about Jalen and being positive.
Right.
But he's talking about Trevor Lawrence having a bad day.
Putting the ball on the ground four
times.
Yes.
Right, okay, I got it now.
All right. Yeah, see, Jack, we shouldn't need to think too much about these text messages. That's where you lose me if I have to use my brain.
I know. It's late in the show.
I know. Brandon Graham's show's coming up next, by the way. All right, what's next?
What about the feds for Jalen and this Eagles offense? Joel in Center City.
Now, imagine still being the worst nickname ever in this city, even with the Duke and everything else that's been given out.
The feds is still the worst nickname
that's ever come through here.
It is, because there's that picture, and you know what the picture I'm talking about.
Yep.
You know the picture. Markel, you're looking at Markel Fultz
now.
Yeah,
why am I looking at Markel Fultz?
Yeah, man, the feds. Speaking of that, Ben Simmons takes on the 76ers. He returns to the lineup tonight in preseason action. Do you have any parlays on that game or no? No. All right.
I hate betting on the NBA.
Yeah, it's tough, right? Two garbage three-pointers at the end, totally backdoors the spread. How were your picks yesterday?
Terrible.
Were they?
1-3.
Okay.
Detroit didn't cover.
Yeah, but how the hell? Like, you were right about Geno Smith, though, finally.
Hey, I didn't get to tweet that out.
Good.
You're right. I need to start tweeting out my Geno Smith appreciation tweets. He may be comeback player of the year or a most improved. What is it called? Whatever the hell they give
most
out.
Most improved player. Yeah.
Comeback player. All of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Geno might win that in his 11th year.
Man, all it took was 11 years for you to be right. Like,
I lost three same game parlays.
And then Jack told me I didn't get 2.5 points on the Vikings Saints game. He said it was a push.
It was always three.
It was three.
It was three.
Yeah, because Jack had the three, too.
Okay. So I went
– Or you had three on the Ravens.
I went 1, 2, and 1 yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, the Ravens, if you got that at three, that also pushed as well.
I bet the over in that game.
Oh, boy.
And they didn't make it.
No. No, that was a lower score.
Yeah, not a good weekend for me, except for the Eagles won. Seriously, I lost in everything else.
Yeah. It's one of those weekends. Yeah. It was a
college
tough
football parlays, everything.
Oh,
it was all
man,
bad. Yeah.
Man.
Thanks to Michigan, can't even cover against freaking Iowa. No, what did I pick? I picked an over in that game.
You picked an over in an Iowa game?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking about.
What are you doing? Just need something new.
I'm not the smartest guy.
Let Chickies cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck while your guest. Details online, chickiesandpizza.com. Michigan's ranked fourth. They're not a very good team. Like, I'm not buying them to be in the
league. Yeah.
There's not a lot of good college football teams. Like, you look at the top 10, and it's like, well, like, at Penn State at 11, they'll have five losses or four losses by the end of the year.
They play nobody.
Penn State, man.
That's all Steinberg. They've played nobody this year, Penn State. Literally. That was it, 17-7 against Northwestern? Could that have been a more boring game?
Yeah, did you watch Michigan State, Maryland?
I did not, so that was more boring. Let's go to Jerry in Newcastle. Jerry, go ahead. How are you?
Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, what's happening, guys?
Jerry?
What's up, Jerry?
Hey, Johnny Marks, this is your boy from Chickies and Pizza. I had a huge spread that a couple times. I talked to you, so I'm
what's up, Jerry?
Right now.
Hey,
how
buddy.
How you guys doing, man? Well,
good.
I tell you, it was a good Philly weekend, finally. So, with the Phillies, what they got? One game to clinch it in. Yeah, like, I'm going to watch. I would like to see the celebration, whether they, you know, when they do
so
that.
So, are you staying up to watch a celebration tonight, Jerry?
Well, as a truck driver, yeah, because my hours are kind of crazy, and I'll probably be watching Netflix, listening to the Phillies, back to the Phillies, watching Netflix. So I'll be all over the game. I'll be all over the sport.
Yeah, what are you watching on Netflix? Cobra Kai?
Jeffrey Dahmer story?
I want to see.
Yeah, I'm a serial killer guy.
Me too.
Ooh, boy.
Me too, actually. Thank you, Jerry. I like mafia, real crime, and
he's a fan of the shows, right?
Let's clarify that. I'm a serial killer guy. Okay.
Yeah, well, who is your true doc? Yeah.
Well, who's your go-to serial killer?
Who's your top five?
Mine's John Wayne Gacy, the killer clown.
John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. I did see that Dahmer thing, though. I do want to see that.
Well, I mean, you're old enough to remember. Jack isn't. We remember when Jeffrey Dahmer was. He got arrested in real life.
Yeah,
yes,
it was like,
yes.
We remember that in real life. What in his freezer? Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, that was. That's one of the.
Sickest ones. Yeah.
That's one of the sickest ones right there.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No doubt about it.
Which means probably a lot of people are watching it.
Yeah, I mean, every time Netflix, because my wife's looking for something like cheesy to watch before bed on Netflix, and like she has wants nothing to do with it.
But I got a question about that real quick.
Yeah,
is that a movie or a documentary?
A show.
I think it's.
Yeah, see,
I don't want to watch it then. Is it a docuseries or
no,
is it?
It's like an adaptation show.
So it's reenactments. People acting.
Yeah. I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it.
No, I want a docuseries.
Yes, I want the docuseries. Yes. Yeah, I have no.
I have no interest in.
Yeah.
Well, it was like the FX OJ show that was actors playing it. Yes. It's like, no, I'm not watching.
Is that the one where John Travolta was playing?
Yes.
Robert Shapiro.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was like, hold on, I lived the OJ stuff in the media. I don't need to watch that.
Yeah.
Crap. All right. Coming up next, Brandon Graham Show, Ike Reese.
BG.
And you're going to have some Chickies and Pete's crab fries and wings.
Yes.
And then you're going to be on with Elliot, Players Lounge, N'Kobe Dean coming up at 7 o'clock. Jack, did the Phillies win tonight?
Yes, it's over.
All right. There you go. I'm predicting a Brewers loss and the Phillies clinch that way.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Everybody have a great night, but Brandon Graham Show is coming up next. We stick around for that. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, Phillies football fans, you can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown scorer prop bet on any pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Log into your account. Download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. If your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. BetMGM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.